let the rain begin to fall. I know what I needed. I don't have it all. I'm needing someone like you. I just wanna be loved too. Baby, baby, I need you tonight. Outside my window, it's lonely and cold. Inside my heart is a fire, burning out of control. Burning for someone like you. I just wanna do love. Baby, baby, I need you tonight. Thank you.
Struggle. with you. How I lost you, and you lost you. What are these voices outside love's open door? They just throw up our contentment and beg for something more. I'm learning to live without you now. But I miss you sometimes. The more I know, the less I understand all the things I thought I knew. I'm learning again. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak. And my thoughts seem to scatter, but I'm thinking to God. Forgiveness, even if you don't love me anymore. Times are so uncertain. There's a yearning undefined. And people feel with rage. We all need a little tenderness. How can love survive in such a graceless age? Father, trust and self-assurance that lead to happiness. They're the only things we kill, I guess. Oh, pride and competition cannot fill these empty arms. And the world that put between us, you know it doesn't keep me warm. I'm learning to live without you now. But I miss you, baby. The more I know, the less I understand. All the things I thought I'd figured out, I have to learn again. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but everything changes. And my friends seem to scatter, but I think it's about forgiveness, even if you don't love me anymore. There are people in your life who come and gone. They let you down. You know they hurt your pride. You better put it all behind you, babe, 'cause life goes on. You keep carrying that anger, it eats you up inside, baby. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak. And my thoughts seem to scatter, but I think it's about forgiveness, even if you don't love me. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, because the flesh will get weak. And the answers were scattered, so I'm thinking about forgiveness, even if you don't love me.
So, what's up there, people? So, it seems that everybody's bingo card is wrong, and the numbers that you wanted aren't there, or the letters. They're adding more letters to the bingo card with more numbers, because it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. But, you know, it's kind of, I guess, interesting that when you don't do a show every night, people, you just become part of the woodwork, which that's fine. I kind of figured it would. Before a cause of one, I'm not out here trying to sell anything, and I'm not trying to sell false hope, and I'm not trying to tell you that it's all going to be fine and dandy as long as you keep your rose-colored glasses on. No, can't do that. Won't do that. Ain't going to do that. Because the bingo card is going to get really shredded here in the next few months. And I don't think anybody's really holding on for what I would call dear life at the moment. It's getting stupid. Straight up stupid. So I don't know. I can't complain. Noah preached for 120 years. Nobody listened until it started raining. So I guess that means I could preach until the day I die or it's going to be over with and then everybody's going to want to jump on the ship when it's time to get out and it's too late because it's already happening. And guess what? That's what's going to happen again. Everybody can be out here talking about what they see, what they think they perceive, the lies that have been told to us over the years. Our history isn't right. Our government is a corporation that's not even controlled by the people, but by companies that invest in it. The nations around the world are pretty much all just a conglomeration of other corporations, and it's all a fight over money and who wants to be on the top and who wants to piss on the tree and mark their spot. Fucking done with it. You can piss on all the trees you want to piss on, take shits on all the ground you want to shit on. I guess it's when people are taken to the extreme of seeing their mortality taken away from them and there's no more tomorrow will be the day that everything changes. And from what they found out in Noah's time, it was too late for the next day because there wasn't the next day after it started raining. And we're going to come to another one of those now. So yeah, kind of posted some cool stuff in here off another page. It seems that this was in Russia, a melted, burnt, buried red brick structure partially exposed. Huh. Wonder what that could have been from. Fervent heat. From what happened on the thousand-year rain? Can't see none of that stuff happening, can we? And another picture is of the interior of a shopping center in New York City, and the stairs are humongous. Could it be a repurposed building from the old world? Yeah, probably fucking was. We're starting to find a lot of this out. There's a lot of more and more coming out every day. Going to come to find out Earth ain't what you think it is and the continents aren't what you think they are. It's just, it's a lie. Yeah, we're going to find out there's a lot of lies. There's a lot of people out there right now getting screwed. More and more people are being shuffled around the world to different places because that's what they do. They like to mass migrate people from different areas. It's been done all out through history. This isn't just the only time that it's ever happened, and it won't be the last time that it ever happens, more than likely, until people wake up and decide they don't want to be slaves anymore to the system that is just running them over. Nobody can survive right now. Everybody's just surviving by a shoestring. If you got a good job and you're making it, you're lucky. Don't think that's going to hold out very much longer either, because markets are getting ready to come down. I see it every day in what I do. Nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to put in the work anymore, because it does not pay off to work and have a job and buy stuff. No one can afford it. If you have a family of four, you're screwed, unless everybody in your family works, and I mean your kids as well. So what do you do? Nobody wants to get into the fact that, well, maybe they do. Maybe some are waking up, but the ones that are waking up right now are the ones that are getting all their free stuff taken away from them, and they're crying because their free stuff is being given to somebody else so they can have their free stuff, and they're being left out in the cold to hang out and shiver. And guess what? It's not the first time it's happened. It is exhausting. I'm going to be drinking tonight. Don't judge. Why the hell would I judge? I'm not the judge, the jury, and the executioner. That's Father's job, and I don't think he is going to, I don't know. You just have to talk to Father on that one, because I have those drinks every once in a while myself. Yes, and I might, you know, every once in a while, just got to have that drink to just go, it's fucking shit. This is really some dumb shit. We're on the dumb shit thing. Like I said, I don't have any of this on my bingo card. I didn't have any of this shit that's going on right now on my bingo card. We got another summer of love coming up with all the encampments at the universities. And they said they were going to expel them. You should have expelled their fucking asses instead of playing bullshit with them. In our day, in my day, they would have beat your ass. Straight up. There wouldn't have been none of this pussyfooting shit around. It would have just been an ass whooping, and you would have been paying consequences for it. And my computer is deciding it wants to act stupid, so who knows? Somebody could be listening, and they're going, hey, we're listening. Guess what? I don't give a fuck. You can listen to me. You can put me on whatever fucking list you want to put me on. Really does not matter right now. Don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. You bunch of rat bastards. What more do they think? Oh, fuck it. What more do they, next, the wildfires on the West Coast will begin. Oh, they already played that game. They tried to play the bridge game, but everybody jumped in on that one and started pulling out all the discrepancies and everything that they saw on it. And guess what? They stopped the bridge thing because everybody was seeing it. Then all of a sudden, the university encampments came up. Those were right after the bridge thing, because people were pulling up all the bridge shit going, see, see, see. Well, too many people are playing this see, see, see game now. And now that everybody's starting to see what the fuck's going on, they can't play their games as much. Israel isn't Israel. Israel isn't the Israel of the Bible. We just had our House of Representatives. No, didn't see this one coming on my fucking bingo card either. Kind of in a way, from what I'm reading and seeing that they, you can't make this shit up. Kind of outlawed maybe part of the New Testament. You make that one make fucking sense. Oh, wait a minute. Council of Nicaea? Is that what I'm going to say? Or Nicaea? Yeah, the Council of Nicaea, whenever they went in and told you, not asked you, but told you what you were going to read in the Bible, because they are the ones that can tell you what you're going to read and what is going to be your, yes, Scripture is against the law. It's fucking stupid. Oh, it makes my head hurt so bad. My head is just, y'all, damn it. You know, just doing this, two nights a week now. And again, it seems that since Doug isn't on here every night like I was, that people don't want to join in. Well, that's fine. You know, off to the next new bright, shiny object. No big deal. Not really. So that's how it goes. Again, I'm not here to, I can't give, I mean, I can say, hey, have some hope that something's going to change. But I can't tell you that Father's coming down next week and going to whip the ass of everybody and make everything great. I don't know. Neither do you. Neither does anybody. It's all just a bunch of shit. We got a civilization. We got a world that is crumbling beneath our feet. And people are waiting for something to happen. Guess what? I've said this a year ago, that we're sitting on a powder keg. I said this on other people's shows whenever I did call-ins and stuff. We're sitting on a powder keg in this country. And now the powder keg is getting down to a pile of dried pine needles. Yeah, we got the movie coming out called Civil War. I'm just sitting back and taking in the terrain and everything that's around me right now, and trying to keep people that I love and that are close to me and my family sane, and not do stupid shit, and not make moves that are going to be detrimental to them, because you don't want to be anywhere that right now that you don't know. You don't want to be in a situation that you don't know the topography of the area. You don't want to be in a place where you don't know anybody, because when this breaks, oh, fuck. And this isn't fear porn. This is not even close to being fear porn. When it breaks, we got 185 days until election day. That's what I seen somewhere. It was 185 days until election day. Whew, 185 days. So, those 185 days, that's a lot of time. That's a lot longer than what people think, 185 days. So, yes, 185 days. Okay, let's just be stupid here. 185 times 24, that's 4,440 hours, times another one. That's 266,400,000 minutes. let me go back to the other one, because, okay, so there's 4,440 hours in 185 days. Guess what? Again, the crap that I've been, we all have seen shit that isn't on any of our bingo cards. Debbie wanted to post in the room this little tidbit, and I thought it was kind of funny. She says, did anyone ever have crazy hell that look or felt weird? California is getting hammered with it and thunderstorms. Okay. What do you want me to say about that? Geoengineering, snow that doesn't melt when you put a lighter to it and it turns black. tornadoes on top of mountains. Never seen a tornado on top of a mountain. Saw the video of a tornado on top of a mountain. Yeah, figure that fucker out. No, that unless somebody did a hell of a good job on. My cousin doesn't believe in. Well, guess what, Debbie? They don't have to believe in it because nobody believed what Noah was telling them until it fucking started to rain. And then everybody lost their shit, and anybody that was in range of Noah tried to get on the boat, and guess what? They did not get on the fucking boat. They drowned. And the hell melts. So does plastic. Plastic melts too. So, yes. I posted this video in the show. I can't really play it. They are drilling. Who is getting it? Neuralink starts with a surgeon drilling your head with about a 1-inch hole saw into your head. Okay? Neuralink. It's called hive mentality. It's called the Borg. Star Trek then showed us this. It's where everybody is a collective and they think off of one, and the computer tells them all what to think because you're not supposed to be intelligent enough to know how to wipe your own ass. And I should probably back that comment up a bit because I know people that aren't intelligent enough to wipe their ass. That's sad. At this point, if anyone is still in the healthcare system, they are part of the evil. But damn it, that's a hard one because there are a lot of people who think they're doing good for people, and that is the bad part about it because, you know, nobody wants to think, I know, but nobody wants to think that they're doing evil to someone, you know what I mean? And that's the hard thing for them to get over is the fact that, here, we're going to give you a drug. So no, when you have this Neuralink put in you, a robotic arm will insert a chip that goes into your brain and the threads will actually work themselves into your neurological parts of your brain and connect you to a system. Who the fuck's stupid enough to do that? It really is a blow to the brain. Waking up, I know it. It sucks ass. This is one of them fuck nights, really. Because I've got to try to stop a serious situation from happening. And my brain's more worried about that than talking. Okay? So, there could be a lot of fuck words going on. Because I'm tired of all the fuckery that's going on in the world. The war in Ukraine is nothing but a slush fund of money. Israel, Palestine, the Israelis are the ones that started the conflict. They let it happen. Their people are the ones that did it. It's not the Israel of the Bible. Sorry, but it's not. If you back Israel, you back an evil entity, just like all of them fucking are. So, where do we go with all this? They're setting up for something very, very bad. I don't know, but California, and I was kind of surprised with this. When California was arresting protesters at the college, they were taking their mask off of them. What the hell's up with that? California were removing people's masks that were doing the protesting in California and being arrested. They were showing their faces. Why would they do that in California? California is supposed to be this very left-wing state, and you think that they would hide their identity instead of letting them see who they are. But they were doing this over a lot of the campuses. They were arresting people that were wearing masks, they were taking their mask off of them. You know, I saw a few Chinese people in there. Okay. And then we have the tents, and we all know this shit. It's about like those guys, and I don't even know their name because I don't give two flying fucks about them. The guys that run around in the khakis and the same colored shirt and the same hats, the whatever the fuck they are. Somebody's paying for them. These people that were protesting on the college campuses, they all had the same tents. And someone wanted to say those were tents that were made out of parachutes from the gliders from the people from Hamas going into Israel. I've got a couple bridges that I need to sell. So if anybody is gullible enough to believe that, I've got some bridges for sale. They're very well. They've been taken care of very well. There's been little traffic on them. And they won't fall down yet, but I've got two for sale. Anybody wants a couple bridges? So anyway, yeah. So, you know, we've been through this shit for the last 3 fucking years of them parading things in front of us that make you go, no, I don't see nothing wrong with that. What possibly is wrong with people wearing the same outfits and protesting? Oh, and what's funny about college kids protesting and setting up tent encampments on the college grounds, and they're all the same tents. Yeah. It's so sad. If the bridge is incurable, I'll take it. It's incurable. It could be anything you want to call the bridge after you buy it. It can be anything you want to call the bridge after you buy it, but you have to buy it, and then you can make it whatever you want to make it. I'm, boys and girls, I really am. I'm over it. I'm past it. Work is getting so stupid. I don't know how, if anybody else is out here working, I don't know how their work is. My work is getting, is just stupid. More work than we have people. And there's people in other places that are having the same thing. And even high-end jobs where you would think people would want to work, they're still not working. What the fuck, boys and girls? How do you get by with this? And how does that work? I never knew a point in my life where you got away with not working and getting shit. We've got an open spot right now. It is literally the bit, and nobody wants it. And we can't, I know it. See? Highest hourly paying job in Flint, Michigan, and nobody wants to work. I work grocery. People blissfully unaware. And nobody wants fucking jobs. You know, I was at my buddy's and we were talking. He says, it's too late. He was saying, you know, it's too late for us to do anything. Well, no. And I said, you know, even if it's us, our generation's flicking the fucking switch, flicking that fucking switch from off to on. If that's what we have to do, and if that's what it takes to get people on the ship before the rain starts, or gets them in tune before the rain starts, that way the rain might not start. It's too late to save everybody. Yes, I agree totally. But we have to save some. If we don't save anyone, then what's the Okay. I found something interesting here. Let me see if I can find this one. Let's see. I did two of them. Why did I share two? Hey, Cricket, listen to this.
I said, I want the bones back. He goes, let's go to New York City. Let's go get them. So we all went to New York City to get them. He gave me a nice tour downstairs of the basement and showed me the tons and tons they had down there. Hundreds and hundreds of mammoth tusks.
Really?
In those crates, wooden crates and everything else.
Well, what are they doing now?
Nothing. They're supposed to do reports and research on them. They haven't done anything in 100 years. It's the secrets to the extinction event are in those bones.
Yeah, it seems like it.
It is.
Well, let's talk about that, because one of the things that you have found is a layer of carbon. A layer of dark carbon that seems to indicate a mass fire.
Carbon?
Yes.
And that
mass fire?
The animals are. It's so unusual that there are so many bones in the same sort of layer that exist in one place.
Yeah.
That something had to happen for them to all die in that one spot. And this.
I said, I want.
Okay. A layer of dark carbon. And I don't think I'm finished yet. Oh, wait a minute. Here's this, too.
More mummies found in America in this time frame by a gigantic margin than there are in Europe or Egypt. In fact, the Smithsonian was caught stealing mummies from Colorado and shipping them to Europe. And the deeper you go, the crazier the things they find. 17 miles northeast of Manchester is a prehistoric cavern in which wonderful discoveries have lately been made. They're on a farmer's land in Ohio. The ground shapes downward into this weird depression in his land. What they find when they remove the rocks covering the bottom of this depression is a tunnel into a underground tomb. It contains 9 chambers or rooms. They find a well in one of these chambers, and 45 feet from the top of that well, they found the entrance to a second cavern, which proved to be the family tomb of a race of gigantic men.
Yeah, it's insane. Even a single human statue. You asked anybody on the street, has that ever been found in America? They'd probably say no.
There are more mummies.
So, what lie do we want to uncover first, or what truth do we want to uncover first, or, I mean, seriously, more mummies in the United States. Bones that aren't even being researched because they know they have the truth in the bones. A layer of dark carbon. Interesting, huh? Fervent heat. Could that have happened? Big possibility. Time not being real. Time being manipulated. Oh. And Albert Einstein was a plagiarist, and Albert Einstein didn't do anything but steal other people's work. What part of your life have you been told is true? Oh, the only thing that is true is what you've seen with your eyes. That's the only truth you have, is what you've seen with your eyes. Nobody's seen the Earth from outer space. Nobody credible. They took Willie's Jeep to the moon in a tin can that was aluminum foil and could barely carry the men because the spacesuits were too heavy to. But they took Willie's Jeep and drove it off of the lander when they got to the moon. I've got a strange heavy wind blowing through my door. I might have to check the weather channel to see what the hell's going on. Let's see. Might have to look at the radar. What? You really want to go there, Debbie? Oh, joy. Okay, there's a storm coming because Kitty Cat is on my feet right now. And he's like, Dad, it's coming. He knows when storms are coming now. And yes, about right now, let's see, 10, 11 o'clock, I'm going to get hammered. Yeah, about 11 o'clock, we're going to have some big storms. Yes, you might have geoengineering storm. Well, probably so. I do not doubt that, Debbie. Most of the storms now have been infiltrated. They can't keep their hands out of what Father has made because they want to make what Father has made, and they can't. They just can't. They can't give us the truth in the Word. They don't want to give us the truth in the Word. Fuck. I'm done. I'm really done. You know, at one point, Enoch walked away and went to a mountain and got away from people. And then he came back after a year. You know, that kind of people were so bad back then that he had to walk away. Fuck. And so, with that, and walking away from it might seem about the best thing a person can do, and taking care of it, because I'll tell you what, it's apathy. What does it say? Never too late. Apathy is a problem. I have no apathy. We don't need to save anyone. I'm going to save my family if I can. We just need to share God's word. Yes, we do. And love. I agree with that. But we have to save. No matter how. I mean, what's the point? What's the point? I saw this video. It is worth watching. If you think the audio is great, you should check out the video. What is it? What's the video? Where's my kitty cat at? Oh, there you are. Yes, I know. It's getting ready to rain, isn't it? There's a storm brewing. Dad's got you. Well, I might have to shut windows because I really don't want rain on my floors. So, not to be a bad host or anything, but at the moment, y'all just type and chat amongst yourselves. I will be back. No, my internet's getting wonky too. Hey, how is everyone doing today? Beautiful weather in Minnesota. It was beautiful today here. My son came down. We went bowling. Went out to eat with my mom. And, yeah. So, it was an awesome day as far as that. Your internet isn't working. Well, there's probably a few people's internet that's not working. So, with that. I don't know. Let's see here. This one I posted in the show's page. The Exhibition Hotel, built in a record 53 days, part of the World's Fair in Barcelona in 1888. That would be 12 rooms a day to reach the 650 rooms in this hotel. Does the narrative's math add up here? Oh, shit. That's not good. Y'all, I have to run. I heard something break, and I don't know what the hell it is, so we're out of here. Love y'all. Bye.